Hi, it's Alison from Sanctuary reflecting on the call of David. You can find the story in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. It wasn't Donald as he boasted and blustered and bribed his way forwards. It wasn't Vlad with his iron fist and steely will and heart of stone. It wasn't Boris as he manipulated fear and stirred up trouble and tore people apart. And it wasn't Scotty from marketing, with his smooth-talking smugness at his own success. Instead, it was the one everyone forgot, the one rambling the hillsides alone, the one who stank of sheep. Samuel was almost taken in, for he looked at all the big guys and they reminded him of Saul, big and blustering, towering above everyone else. We'd never seen anyone like Saul. We trusted him to lead us. And even though he let us down, and even though God said he was no good, we wanted another one just like him. Someone to take charge. Someone to fix everything. Someone to tell us what to do and where to go. So we looked at the big guys, and each time we thought, maybe he's the one. Instead, we got the runt. The sort of kid whose own father leaves him out of the lineup. The sort of person whom preachers and prophets and politicians never see at first glance. The sort of guy we ourselves often overlook. David, the person perhaps like us. For David enters into the breadth and depth of human experience. Throughout the cycle of David's stories, we see him loving and sinning and dancing and weeping. He plots and fights and suffers and escapes. He plays tricks and sings and prays. He's by turns joyful, angry, conniving, vicious, gentle, passionate, righteous, loyal. He's a victim. He's a bully and he's a murderer. He repents with a heavy heart. He's a sexual predator, loving father, passionate friend, violent warrior, a product of a brutal iron age. Love him or hate him, he's totally earthy, deeply authentic and fully engaged with God. And there's something of David in every one of us. Samuel anointed him as king, but don't be distracted by the king thing. For as he lived and worked and loved and prayed, and even as he sinned and repented, David was a priest. Not a temple priest, not a formal priest, not even a named priest. Nevertheless, he was a priest. God was central to his life, and his life was a witness to that reality. Through his love and work, his passionate prayers, his bloody victories, his deep loves, his dancing with abandonment in the presence of God, and in so much more, David was fully alive in God. The people around him saw God's love and grace pouring out through him, and they responded. And even now, David's God songs continue to give voice to the depths of our hearts. The work of a priest is this: to witness to God's powerful daily presence and to help others be witnesses too. To make people's connection with God visible and to put language around it. To bring people's needs before God in prayer. To dare to speak God's word to people, and to keep things earthy and real. David did all this because being a priest is what God followers do. Way back in Exodus, God said to Israel, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests." And this calling is later extended to all who are gathered up in Christ. You can be a king, doctor, gardener, pathologer, aged care worker, shelf stacker, or parent. You can be employed or unemployed or underemployed. You can be joyful or grieving, slow or quick. Whoever you are, whatever your position in life, you are called to Christ's priesthood. This is what it means to let God shape your life. You don't have priests. You are priests. And everything I do as pastor aims to equip you in your priesthood, to remind you of God's constant presence in your life, to put language around it, and to help you become a witness too. So as COVID-19 leads us to isolate households, Cancel meals and shut down physical gatherings. Remember daily your priestly calling. Remember the deepest reality of God in your life and let that reality shine through in all that you do. As we face physical sickness and isolation and loneliness and economic collapse, we cannot rely on Scotty from marketing or Vlad or Boris or Donald. They do not fight wolves. They dine with them, and they have never shown an interest in the sheep. Yet we can hear frantic bleating all around us, and some of those bleats come from deep within ourselves. But do not be afraid. Take up your cross, take up whatever tools are at hand, and live out your priestly calling. Because more than ever, God needs a nation of priests. God needs generous people who love beyond their usual circles and pick up groceries for isolated neighbours. God needs honest people who repent of their fear and their lack of trust in God's provision and offer their stockpiles to those who live day by day. God needs caring people to call the lonely and make time for long and rambling conversations. God needs trusting people who know their lives are in God's hands and who will sing and soothe and pray people's fear away. God needs courageous people who will look suffering squarely in the eye and walk with others through the valley of the shadow of death. And God needs praying people to uphold the needs of this terrified and aching world. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. This means you are created in Christ's image, anointed by the Spirit and shaped for God's purpose, precisely for such a time as this. You are shaped for God's purpose, precisely for such a time as this. Amen. And just as God transforms shepherds into kings, and tiny seeds into great trees and hard hearts into loving ones, so may we be anointed with God's life-giving Spirit, recreated in Christ's image and shaped to God's purpose. For the service of worship never ends, it must be lived. And we go in peace to love and serve our God. In the name of Christ. Amen. That's all for today, and if you value what you heard, there's always more to read on our website at sanctuarybaptist.wordpress.com. Sanctuary is funded entirely by members and supporters. If you'd like to support the work of this little church, you can make a donation via PayPal, and you can find the details for this on the website. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you another time.